All right, good morning, 7:46 on the Mighty 690 as we continue our lineup of guests here on a Monday morning. Kind of had a few different guests, you know, squished together because of the holiday and everything. But we're really happy to have Lisa Keene joining us from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. How are you doing this morning?
I am great. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, good to have you. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving and
everything. Absolutely.
Good deal. So we were talking off air just a few minutes ago, but I've been going through this Montgomery County. It's the history and families of Montgomery County. And there's a really nice write-up talking about the history of Coffeyville Regional Medical Center and all the expansions, you know, because hospitals are always like, you know, warrens of buildings because they add on and stuff. So it describes in detail all the different additions and even what hospitals we had before Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. So it's just kind of cool to that little corner of history in the community.
Absolutely. I've got to take a peek at that and see
After we're done. I was trying to flip through and find it real quick, but I'll show you the page here when we get done here. But hey, what's going on at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center? I know we've been talking a little bit about Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, so it is Cyber Monday, and following Cyber Monday is Giving Tuesday. This event was started about 12 years ago, just in the spirit of generosity and helping us focus on giving back to our community in some way, shape, or form. So that can mean giving of your time. It can mean giving of advice or conversation. It can also mean your monetary donations. It's kind of however you want to embrace the day. I like to think of it as just our reminder of what the holiday season is really all about. So we are doing an event for Giving Tuesday. It's just an online event, but just encourage folks, if they'd like to give to the foundation, the dollars that we raise on Giving Tuesday will all go into our associates. The medical field changes rapidly. We have new technology constantly, and so it's really important that we have ways to send our folks to get new training. So that is basically what we designated all of the funds that come in on this day is for our associates to go get either continuing education, training, certification, all those different things that they need.
And I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, exactly kind of what it went to. But yeah, and I'm sure that there's different seminars for maybe operating different machines, new techniques, that sort of thing. Well, do you have any details on kind of maybe an example of some of the different training you might send folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've sent nurses to PICC line training to become certified in that. We sent our oncology nurse to cancer class, basically, to learn more about the medications that she's giving every day. We sent part of our radiology team to MRI training so that they could learn more about our MRI. MRIs have gotten incredibly complicated, and we can do amazing things now because if you think about all of the metal that people have in them now different implants and
bionic men and women.
Yes. You know? So that complicates things when you're operating a large magnet. So we've sent our folks to school so that they can work around that and still get good images for your doctor to work from. So lots of different training opportunities. We've also done some different things outside of that, you know, class on billing and coding, or maybe what some of our health information systems folks might need to do their job. So it's not necessarily all about nurses and our rad techs, but it can be for anybody in the hospital.
Sure. No, well, that's great. And I think if people are out and about giving on Giving Tuesday, I know we just had match day. But you know, it's just a nice day, and it doesn't have to be a lot, you know, just a few bucks, that sort of thing here and there. And really, once you kind of approach the idea of giving, then it is really fun because it's enjoyable to split your money up and see where it goes and know that it's going towards a good cause.
Absolutely.
And then we also have Tree of Hope. You said there are a few changes to that this year.
Yeah, so Tree of Hope has been a little bit different the last couple of years. We have, because of COVID, we moved everything outdoors and we did a Tree of Hope outside, and we actually had an event, very small. This year we're going to focus on maybe doing a different spring celebration for our cancer patients. We felt like even though, you know, we've kind of we're all over COVID in some ways, senses. It's still cold and flu season, and so bringing our cancer patients together in a small room probably isn't what we want to do this time of year. So we will put the tree up in the radiation oncology waiting room, and we will have angels available for those who want to recognize a cancer survivor or someone they've lost to cancer or a cancer caretaker. They'll be able to get those angels and put them on the tree just in recognition of those folks. And we're doing this The Angels will be available at the West entrance and at the Radiation Oncology waiting room desk, and they're free of charge. You can just put those on the tree. We hope to have a tree that we can just celebrate and commemorate those that are fighting the battle in cancer and recognize them. And so just a little different look on Tree of Hope this year.
Sure, sure. No, that's great. It's glad to see it still having continuing that and everything. So
absolutely,
that's all good as we head into the holidays. So Lisa, anything else that's going on? Anything else you want to plug at the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center?
We are always busy. I think if you look on our website right now, we're really promoting Dr. Perry Lynn and his new V-Notes surgery that has an extremely fast recovery time for anyone who needs hysterectomy procedure done. It just is amazing kind of where the technology has gone. I know, you know, in years past, that would be a several week or month recovery. Now we're talking days.
So this less invasive sort of thing?
Less invasive, no incisions required. So it is just really easy to get folks back up on their feet and back to work. And I know that for busy moms, that is paramount. So if you are looking at something like that and have that need, you know, definitely look at talking to Dr. Lynn about whether or not it meets your needs.
Excellent. All right. Well, Lisa, really appreciate the time here. If people have any questions, they want to get a hold of you, any questions about anything we've talked about or Giving Tuesday, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. You can give me a call at 620-252-1674. I'm also available. The easiest one is to email me at foundation@crmcinc.org. And of course, you can always find information on our website at www.crmcinc.org.
All right, Lisa, well, always a pleasure. I look forward to the next time that we get to chat.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, and we will return with more here on the Mighty 690. In mere moments, we do have Charles Skanka, Skank Insurance, on the way here on KGGF.